In this bulletin, New South Wales flood emergency expected to worsen with more severe weather on the way. The government urges patience as the next stage of the coronavirus rollout begins. And in sport, Lance Franklin set to make a comeback to top-level AFL. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Some 18,000 people have been evacuated from floodwaters in New South Wales, with authorities warning the heavy rain will continue to batter the state for several days. Around 20 evacuation orders are in place from the mid-north coast to northwest Sydney and the Illawarra, and major flooding is still expected along the Hawkesbury, Macleay River and Colo Rivers. The mid-north coast remains the worst hit region, with some areas around Port Macquarie recording more than 800 millimetres of rain in 6 days. The New South Wales government has announced disaster relief payments for affected residents in 38 different council areas. The Bureau's Jane Golding says the current flood warning has been extended as a new weather system approaches from the west.
So severe weather warning was reissued again this morning. It's been extended to include the South Coast districts for tomorrow, but also the western districts of New South Wales for today and tomorrow as well.
Meanwhile, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's not concerned that the weather emergency will significantly affect the coronavirus vaccine rollout in the state. Ms Berejiklian says vaccine hubs are still operating across Sydney and delays in flood-affected areas should not derail the program.
The five city-based hubs here in Sydney are all functioning. We appreciate that perhaps for some people, depending on where they live, it might be difficult for them to access the vaccine. Of course, in those coastal communities where we had anticipated to set up hubs, they'll be delayed. But I'm not overly concerned about that. I think we'll be able to catch that up.
Meanwhile, parts of southeast Queensland have recorded more than 200 millimetres of rain in the past 24 hours. Torrential rainfall has triggered flash flooding and inundated roads and properties around parts of Brisbane, Logan and the Gold Coast. Six people were rescued from floodwaters yesterday as the State Emergency Service received 320 calls for help. Heavy rainfall is forecast to continue until Wednesday. 6 million Australians are now eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine as authorities commence stage 1B of the rollout today. Australians over 70 will be able to receive their vaccines in the next few months, along with Indigenous Australians over 55 and younger adults with a medical condition or disability. Workers deemed critical or high risk can also apply to receive jabs. The rollout has already been plagued by availability issues, with GPs saying they are unable to access doses. Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy says the first batch of locally produced AstraZeneca vaccines are expected to be ready in the next few days and should ease supply problems. But he's asked for people to be patient as authorities confront a difficult task.
This is a huge and complex exercise as we roll out over 4,000 points of presence over the next month. Getting vaccines to all of these points of presence is a complicated and sophisticated logistic task.
Troubled gaming giant Crown Resorts has been targeted for a takeover by a US investment fund. BlackRock is offering around $8 billion for Crown, which was valued at just $6.7 billion at Friday's market close. It comes ahead of Victoria's Royal Commission into the gaming group, due to begin on Wednesday. It follows February's shock New South Wales judicial decision, which deemed Crown unfit to run a casino at its newly built Barangaroo complex. In sport, Sydney Swans star Lance Buddy Franklin will make a long-awaited return to top-level AFL after 18 months on the sidelines due to injury concerns. Coach John Longmire says Franklin will play against Adelaide in round two of the season on Saturday after an impressive performance in the reserves team over the weekend. Both sides are coming off round one wins. Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather now. Cloud clearing, 26 degrees in Perth. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 25. In Melbourne, showers 21. In Hobart, a shower or 2, 23. In Canberra, rain with possible heavy falls, 18 degrees. In Wollongong, rain as well, 21, much the same for Sydney, possibly heavy, 22. In Newcastle, similar conditions, 21. In Brisbane, rain at times and 24. In Cairns, mostly sunny and 33. In Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.